This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So excited! Time to get to some more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Now, we had some little DeSantis talk in the first hour about how he needs to get better at schmoozing. Got this one about Trump. Jesse, since we're in a culture war, why on earth has Don Jr. and Donald Trump himself waved a white flag and surrendered regarding Bud Light and Disney, respectively? Okay, well, let's talk about the why, because there is a why to both of them. With regards to Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, I know, as we talked about on the show, employees of Anheuser-Busch and some of the big shots in Anheuser-Busch have been big-time Republican donors. Right now, Trump and DeSantis are both in a war for those donors. You need donors. It takes $1 billion to run for president now. $1 billion. It's crazy. Keep in mind, that doesn't matter to you because it wouldn't take any money to campaign to you. You pay attention. Most people do not. It costs that much money to run for office because you have to reach people who aren't paying attention. It costs $1 billion to run for president. There are only so many guys in the country who will stroke big checks. The Trump camp, trying to call the dogs off of Anheuser-Busch, is about money. Now, I hate that, but that's what it's about. It's about money. It's about money. It's about campaign money. And that's why there. Why Disney? Well, we've talked about this before. And this is a huge mistake that Team Trump is making right now. But I guess we'll see if it works in the primary. It's a gigantic mistake. Because he feels as if he has to oppose everything DeSantis does, it's putting Trump to the left of DeSantis on issue after issue after issue. So DeSantis slaps around Disney, which you love, I love, everybody loves. Trump feels like he has to oppose him for that. So he comes out and pretty much defends Disney, which we all look around and say, what are you talking about, Trump? We expect you to fight for that too. He just did the same thing yesterday when it comes to abortion. The right is hugely anti-abortion, and that's a good thing. Trump, because DeSantis just signed a 6-week abortion ban in Florida, Trump feels like he has to oppose that. But he's not opposing it from the right. He's coming at it from the left. No federal laws on it whatsoever, which you may agree or disagree with, but that's the kind of thing that hurts him in a primary. He's doing this consistently over and over again. When it comes to COVID, there's actually a clip out there. Fellas, find it for me real quick. It's from Trump yesterday. He went on a podcast yesterday, and he was actually blasting DeSantis's Florida COVID response, which, remember, Florida locked down right away under Trump's guidance. Then DeSantis reversed right away, apologized, and they led the nation in COVID freedom. Well, Trump, the Team Trump plan is to tie DeSantis in when it comes to COVID. Remember, they're going for each lane. Everyone wants a lane. The anti-lockdown, anti-vax, anti-portion of the GOP base that's going to be voting in the primary is a big lane. DeSantis has led the nation in COVID freedom for 2-3 years. Trump wants to deny him that lane. What's he trying to do? He's trying to tie them on it. He's trying to tie them on it. But in order to do that, he is, one, insulting my intelligence, pretending like he never pushed lockdowns, which he did. It's all on video. And two, he's using left-wing arguments you heard on CNN talking about how Florida's death rate was really high.
Florida, you agree. Why do you think you're a better choice than DeSantis?
Well, actually, if you look at the numbers, he didn't do a great job. If you take a look at the numbers, he's very high on crime, very high, right at the top, almost at the top. I think he gets good publicity. Although now people are starting, because I'm putting out the COVID numbers. He didn't do well on COVID. He had more deaths than almost every country in Florida. I hate to say it because Florida's my state, but he did not do well. It's very interesting. I don't want to knock anybody, but the thing he did well on is public relations, because the numbers weren't what they pretended to be.
I understand the Trump camp's instinct to try to take away the COVID lane from DeSantis. I do. Politically, I do. If they don't change tactics, I will vote for Ron DeSantis. And this is why. The American people deserve a reckoning for what was happened, for what was done to them during COVID. And Trump was part of that. He was. He was part of that. He gave this country to Fauci. He pushed lockdowns. He yelled at the governors who opened up early and told them to lock back down. He did. Okay, you can say that's not the end of the world, and I would agree if I get some ownership, some acknowledgement, some ownership. Tell me you acknowledge some kind of mistake. Instead, still pushing vaccines. He just recently told me he did everything perfectly, and this DeSantis thing is him constantly telling me, no, he sucks. No, DeSantis was actually terrible during COVID. Man, no one believes that. And when you tell me that, it's more than you not acknowledging the things you screwed up. It's actually you insulting my intelligence and spitting in my face. I know that's probably not your intention, but that's what you're trying to do. When you come out now and say, I never locked down. It was all the governors. All DeSantis sucked. That tells me not only are you not going to ever own anything that you did, it tells me you think that I'm dumb. I will not have my intelligence insulted by anybody. Nobody. This tactic needs to change, or I will vote Ron DeSantis in the primary. And I've been honest about that for the longest time. How you talk about COVID and how you talk about the FBI will determine my primary vote. If this tactic of Team Trump now, of insulting my intelligence, if this continues, if this does not change, I will vote for Ron DeSantis in the primary. I will. And I've always been honest with you about that. And now I'm getting mad. Because now this is happening all the time. At the speeches, still bragging about the poison vax. At the speeches, calling himself perfect on COVID when he was the furthest thing from it. At the speeches, pointing fingers at DeSantis about lockdown stuff. That's not acceptable. I have heard too many stories. I have too many emails sitting in front of me of devastation because of lockdowns. Devastation. Deaths. Deaths because of vaccines. That vaccine. Deaths of small business. I couldn't see my mom while she died. I lost it all. Jesse, my special needs son. I've had too many of these for you to now spit in my face. I would never allow a single man on the planet to spit in my face and insult my intelligence. And that's what you're doing. And I won't accept it. Sorry. That needs to change now. And there's time for that to change. The same way Team DeSantis can change his schmoozing stuff, or at least even out those rough edges. There's time for Team Trump to change tactics here. But if this is what I get, not only no ownership, not only no apology, you're going to insult my intelligence, then I'll vote DeSantis. I will. Period. You're a rental car to me, all of you, including Trump. I will vote DeSantis. Dear Urchin Foot Oracle, what are your thoughts on prenuptial agreements? And does your response vary depending on who's asking? She said, a man or a woman. I debated including my info in this email so as not to bias your response, but since you're now a matchmaking wizard, I figured I might as well throw it out there. I'm a single mom of one. She says, I'd like to think I'm still a dime. In my late 30s, making more than $500K a year. I grew up with a dad similar to yours and have worked my butt off to get where I am, having a job since I was 11. I have a great work-life balance, but I want to share it with a good dude who also works hard and wants to make anti-communist babies. I love that. However, would you recommend I protect my assets with the prenuptial agreement? Curious to hear your perspective, says her name is Lindsay. Here's one of those questions that is difficult to answer for this reason. Not because I don't have strong opinions on it, but because life is extremely imperfect, And lots of times people will answer questions like this as if life is perfect. And this is what I mean. If you're a man or a woman listening to the sound of my voice right now, and let's say you grew up with great parents, a good family, good values, things like that. And maybe at an early age, maybe your early 20s, something like that, you ended up meeting someone you love. You fell in love with them and they share your values and they're everything to you. And let's say you got married and you're currently in the family like that and you're making anti-communist babies as you should and life is good. I'm not going to say that's a perfect life because no one's life is perfect, but that person is going to approach certain things in a way oftentimes that doesn't acknowledge life can be dirty. And I'll explain what I mean in just a moment. Give me a second. Before I get to that, let us do, no matter what, no matter who we back for president, let us resolve ourselves to saving lives now and forever. We are not supposed to live for ourselves. We are supposed to live for other people. Part of that, when you live in a nation where abortion is legalized, part of that is protecting the most innocent and most helpless. That baby that's about to be aborted can't do anything to save itself. If you don't save him or I don't save him, he dies. Preborn is out there saving them. Not judging these young women, offering them help and hope. A free ultrasound. Hey, come hear the heartbeat of your baby. She hears it. She chooses life almost every time. And then from there, Preborn doesn't let her go. They help. Is there anything more blessed than that? Life. Go save a life tonight on a Friday. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. $28 saves a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Fighting for your freedom every day. USA! USA! The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Getting back to the Ask Dr. Jesse stuff. New bill in Pennsylvania we'll get to in just a second. Man, that sounds awesome. No, seriously, but the question lady asked, she makes over 500 grand a year, single mom, asked about prenuptial agreements. And my point was, people who have lives that have been laid out in a more traditional fashion, you know, good family, married early, in love, all these things, they would probably read something like that and say, no, no prenuptials ever. And I don't have one, right? I don't have one. In an ideal world, your spouse, the person you're marrying, you're not planning on getting out of that whole thing in an ideal world. But do you think this world is ideal? Of course not. So many people have been through misery for various reasons with their spouses, and it doesn't work out well. Look, if you're some dime in her 30s making 500 G's a year, I would hope you're being pretty selective anyway. But I'd probably make him sign one if he made less than me. Is that, Chris, is that too on the nose? I probably would if he made less than me. Look, if he makes the same, then screw it. You're a woman. You're going to make out like a fat cat, and he's going to get screwed in the divorce anyway. If he makes less than you, sure, make him sign it. All right, I'm going to come back to this again. This is not a small thing. It's a very, very, very big thing.
According to a letter released Thursday night from the Republican chairman of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees, former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morell told congressional investigators the days after the laptop story, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, then a Biden campaign advisor, reached out to Morell and set in motion the events that led to the intelligence official's public statement.
Antony Blinken, on behalf of Joe Biden, reached out to a bunch of big shot spooks so they could put together a letter calling the Hunter Biden laptop, which was very real, Russian misinformation. You cannot possibly emphasize this enough, what a big deal this is, that the national security apparatus of the United States of America is now just the Cheka, an enforcement arm, a secret state police agency designed to protect Democrats and smash Republicans. It's a big deal. And I'm actually I've been impressed so far with Republicans in the House. They don't have total power to do anything they want. But Jim Jordan leading this subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government, they have uncovered some truly amazing and frightening things. Now, will the GOP actually do something with that information one day? Probably not. Look, maybe if we get them all on a male vitality stack from Chuck, but I'm not holding my breath. Let's hope they finally do something. But revealing it is necessary as long as it's a first step. If that's where you, if that's where it stops, if we get just more and more of this.
The former president, when he was arraigned, said Republicans in Congress should defund the DOJ and FBI. Is that something Republicans in Congress should be doing or something you would support?
I think I can pretty safely say that I've not met any Republicans in Congress who want to spend less on law enforcement. We have a crime wave all across America. We have open borders. The last thing we want to do is spend less. We ought to be looking for ways to spend more on law enforcement.
I don't even know if Chalk has enough supplies to get that much male vitality stack out to change that kind of GOP, but they better. Chalk, it's time to ramp up production. Natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. It's time to start airdropping this into Congress. Male vitality stack for you. You're getting older, more tired in the evenings, afternoons. See what more testosterone does for you. You young bucks getting married, getting ready to start cranking out some kids. See what a male vitality stack does for you. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off subscriptions. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We are not going to... We're not going to let this show go without paying homage once again to John Fetterman's opening statement as he chaired his first committee.
I call to this hearing of the U.S. Senate subcommittee and...
Sorry. The best part of this is, because it goes on a little while, he has his glasses on. And you know when people read things, they'll look down at the paper and then look up. And then look down at the paper and then look up. That's how you would do things if you have notes and stuff like that there. There's no looking up. If you could see the video, the paper's not, he didn't even holding it up. It's sitting down on his desk and he's got his glasses on and he's looking at, just picture Senator Cucumber staring at the paper the whole time.
Food and nutrition, specialty crops, organics, and research to order. Chairwoman Stabenow. And Ranking Member Boozman, thank you so much for coming. I thank you for your leadership on this committee, and I look forward to working with you to pass a farm bill. A farm bill that works for small farmers, rural communities, and hungry Americans. SNAP is one of the most effective programs to fight hunger and poverty in the country. In my time and effort in IFAS as the mayor of Braddock to lieutenant governor to now, I have heard from Pennsylvanians about their support for a SNAP. Hunger is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's all of our issue that we have to take it on. We need to come together and stop playing political games with Americans' access to food. Americans like Chair about Cory Jor from the town of Northeast in Pennsylvania tells me that his victim was skimming, which was when somebody stole.
He's reading this, by the way.
Money, and he relied from its SNAP EBT. Mr. Jor is not the first Pennsylvanian I've heard this from. I fear he won't be the last, and I will work in this farm bill to modernize SNAP to work to recipients in the 21st century.
Very clear. It's clear as day. All right. Back to Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Someone wants to know if he should carry a gun in Chicago, the coming GOP presidential debates, in RFK. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats during the show to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Pennsylvania bill would allow nurses to give students medical marijuana. You know, We got paddled when I was in school. Did you know that? This was in Ohio. They didn't do this anymore in Montana. But when I was in elementary school in Ohio, the teachers had paddles. It wasn't just like one person. The individual teachers had them. The libraries had paddles with holes in them. You know how bad that hurts? And they would just drag you right out in the hall and bend you over the desk and just start wailing on you. We got paddled, and kids today get joints. This is not right. This is not right. Let's get to the emails. Dear future warlord, I like your theory that Trump-DeSantis primary will help sharpen both of them. But is there history of this working in GOP primaries? A lot of previous presidential GOP candidates were before my time, but as far as I know, they were all low-T losers before Trump. Weren't there right-wing candidates in those primaries like Ron Paul or Pat Buchanan? According to your theory, shouldn't their presence have pushed the GOP losers more to the right? Yes, yes and no. One, the Trump-DeSantis primary is so beneficial because they're both significant. They both have a significant chance of winning the primary. It's anyone's game. Absolutely anybody's game. This thing is just getting started. And so when you have two juggernauts like that smashing into each other, they will make each other better. That's one. Two, before this time, really before the Trump era, the GOP was low T forever, especially post Reagan. It was just soft, and we were soft, and we didn't really realize what was happening. So there wasn't any kind of an anti-communist pull at all. You really didn't ever hear anybody on the talk radio or even TV. You didn't hear very much Republican bashing. It was all rah, rah, Republicans are the best. Democrats are the worst. You didn't hear anybody keeping the right in check. And we finally woke up and realized how it was. But you bring up people like Ron Paul. Ron Paul did pull Republicans into more correct areas on some issues during the primaries. He did. He really did. In the same way Bernie Sanders has completely screwed half the Democratic candidates in the country when he gets in every presidential election, because he's up there an admitted socialist yanking them all to the left. So he forces them. Bernie Sanders will get up there. We need to nationalize this and eliminate oil. And if you're Joe Biden and maybe you're trying to sound like a moderate or something, you can't really be on the right of him. Believe me, it's for the best. If you're frustrated with some of Trump's messaging right now, and I've been very honest about how frustrated I am with it, what incentive does he have to change that messaging without Ron DeSantis getting into the race? He has no incentive. The primary is already over. It's easy. He has no competition in the world. The worst thing that could possibly happen to Trump, you, and America itself would be for Donald Trump to be able to run unopposed in the primary. There would be no improvement. There'd be no adjusting on the messaging. There'd be no staff changes, which there need to be. It would be vaccine sales and selling NFT trading cards, and we would get blown out in 2024. But a hard primary, that has a way of making you better. Let's say he goes out there. I'm not saying he will. I don't know. We're a long ways away. Let's say Team Trump continues to make some missteps. And let's say they go out there. And what if they lose Iowa again? He lost Iowa last time to Ted Cruz. What if he loses Iowa again? You know what happens after that? People get fired. Hey, you're gone. You're gone. You were supposed to get a better ground game. And that's what we need. We need him firing people, getting better. We need DeSantis firing people, getting better, improving things. We sucked here. We suck at this. We're not good at that. Let's get better. We need the two juggernauts to smash into each other. And I do understand why that makes so many people uncomfortable. No, we just need to rally around Trump. No, Trump needs to drop out. We need to rally around DeSantis. I need DeSantis to be better than he is. You need DeSantis to be better than he is. I need Trump to be better than he is. You need Trump to be better than he is. We are facing some dire times in this country right now. We don't have time to pom-pom wave our way into 2024. I don't need to be lining up behind these guys, worshiping them. I love you. We need to be behind these guys with a bullwhip, whipping them into shape. I need you to be tough and better than you are, because no matter how good and tough you are now, I promise it's not near tough enough. We got problems, and we need them better. Jesse, I have to go to class for work. I'm a Southern country boy who's never near a big city. I carry a pistol every day, but my work is trying to send me to Chicago for my training. I want to carry, but seeing the craziness that is happening out there and the possibility of serious jail time getting caught carrying, I just don't know. How should I go about this situation? One, keep in mind, it's illegal for me to tell you to break the law. They will take the show off the air. I'm not allowed to tell you to break the law. I'm not allowed, period. Two, even if I was allowed, let's say we can fast forward to the future where this show will be broadcast from a ship in international waters, and we all know that's where we're heading at some point in time. Let's say I'm in international waters, and I am allowed to tell you, go in there. I still wouldn't tell you to do that. It's not because I don't want you carrying a gun. It's because you know who's a bigger threat to you in Chicago than the criminals? And I'm not saying the criminals aren't a threat. You know who's a bigger threat to you in Chicago? The justice system, man. This guy leads Chicago now.
Look, demonizing children is wrong. We have to keep them safe as well. Have you ever taught middle school? I have. Have you ever raised young people? Do you understand the risk that young people take just because they're young? Do you know that home plate is at the bottom of my stairs? I found that out when my son was sliding down those stairs trying to score. They're young. Sometimes they make silly decisions. They do. And so we have to make sure that we are investing to make sure that young people know that they are supported.
Those silly decisions were the criminal element in Chicago taking over entire city blocks to vandalize and loot. We're not talking about going out and ringing your neighbor's doorbell and running off. We're talking about violent crimes. Now, what do you think Brandon Johnson and Brandon Johnson's DA, what do you think they will do to you, Southern boy, if they catch you with a gun? Think about what's on your social media. Think about your downloads. Maybe you listen to the podcast of the Jesse Kelly Show. You think they're not going to look at that? You think they're not going to look at what you put on social media? Oh, let's see. He's from the South. I bet this piece of trash even goes to church. Oh my gosh, look at that. He believes in the Second Amendment. What, he listens to the Jesse Kelly Show? They're going to throw you in a dark hole forever. You're not one of the, well, just misguided youths. What? He just needs a home plate and some better funding. They're going to destroy you. My advice? Look, I had to go to Austin, which is one of these communist hellholes in Texas. I had to go to Austin a couple weeks ago to do Timcast. I didn't tell you where I was going beforehand on purpose because that word would get out. And what I did was I got off that plane. I got my driver to take me directly there. And then right back to the airport, directly home. I don't know what your situation is, but when you have to go to these places where you are in hostile territory, keep your eyes open, get in, and get out. All right? All right. Now make sure you keep your phone in your pocket. And I know what you're thinking. But Jesse, I have a Pure Talk phone, and it's the best, so I want to wave it around loud and proud and tell everybody that I don't support Verizon anymore. And I love that. I'm glad you have your Pure Talk phone. I'm glad you don't fund the communists at Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile anymore. That's a good thing. Nevertheless, the people at Pure Talk want you alive too. So take your Pure Talk phone when you're in these dangerous cities. Just be comforted in the knowledge your bill has been cut in half because you switched to Pure Talk, and slip that phone right inside of your pocket. Pure Talk will work when you're back in your hotel room as well. Maybe you haven't switched yet. Maybe that's something you can do in Chicago. Get back to your hotel room. All you need is 10 minutes. You can do it while you're waiting on your food for dinner. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Keep your phone. Keep your number. Switch to Pure Talk. #250 say Jesse Kelly.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I just want to applaud Chris there for playing the Rochelle Walensky theme song.
What you have, we have a thousand.
Wait a minute, that's the wrong soundbite. Wait, stop it. There it is.
Director Walensky, in March 2021 on MSNBC, you stated that, quote, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. They don't get sick. Do you remember making that statement?
Yeah, under the, I remember such statements. I don't know if I remember that one.
Okay, was that statement correct?
At the time, it was. It was a wild type virus that we had. It was even before the Alpha variant. It was the initial wild type virus, and all the data at the time suggested that people who were vaccinated, even if they got sick, couldn't transmit the virus to someone else.
All right. Is that statement still correct?
Well, so we've had an evolution of science and an evolution of the virus. We have since that wild type virus had the Alpha variant, the Delta variant, now the Omicron variant, and numerous subvariants since. That statement is no longer correct with the Omicron subvariants we have right now.
It's just so wild to me how the science that was settled for so long evolved. It's settled. Science is settled. The science is settled. Didn't you know the science was settled? And then the science evolved. All right, let's get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We have tons of them. Dear Big Caucus Jesse, you only very briefly mentioned RFK running for president against Sleepy Joe the other day. Do you think the system will allow him any kind of a shot? If he gets the nomination, do you think he'll attract enough Never Trump or Never DeSantis Republicans to cruise to victory? I mean, I'll definitely take him over the current corpse in office or Newsom, but he's still an environmentalist loon and needs some chalk. I can't stand his voice. Chris, do you have that RFK cut? What is with this guy's voice? We played it the other day. Now, I'm not familiar with RFK. I haven't been. I know he's a hardcore anti-vaccine guy, which I love. And he's a hardcore environmentalist, which actually makes him a genocidal maniac. But so I don't know. Does he have a cold or something like that? Because his voice... this voice is maybe the weakest voice I've ever heard in my entire life, and I don't understand what's wrong.
President Trump said, well, these bureaucrats came at him from every side, and they were all telling him he had to do that. He had the right instincts. He knew that he shouldn't have closed down the country, but he did it. He got rolled by his bureaucracy. And I'm going to tell you a quick story. During the
we got crisis.
I'm RFK, and I'm running for president.
That guy's not going to win anyway. Also, he has no chance at the nomination. Zero, zip, zilch. The Democrats in this country, their national party is ruled with an iron fist. There's no way they are going to allow anybody who's anti-vax to run and get the nomination. Not in a million years would he be allowed to. If he even got close, they'd probably just pull another Kennedy on him. There's no chance they would allow this guy to win ever. If he actually got the nomination, would people vote for him? I don't know. I don't know. The if Trump ends up being the nominee, which I would guess he's probably in the driver's seat there. I'm not sure. I don't, there have been so many missteps lately, I question whether that's going to last. But if Trump is the nominee, the anti-vax stuff would probably be enough to pull some people over there. Probably enough to the fact we wouldn't be able to beat the Democrats because enough Republicans are mad about it that they would go vote that way and we'd be finished. But none of this stuff matters. He's not going to be the nominee anyway. Dear Machine Gun Kelly, I can't seem to get a handle on the Vivek dude running for president. He obviously won't win, but I remember you said a while ago he would push Trump and DeSantis right, which is a good thing. But so far, all I've seen is him attacking DeSantis, despite DeSantis being on the right of Trump on many issues, such as Disney, trans, abortion, ESG, and why. Why isn't he going after Trump? Help me out here. What's this guy's deal? And this guy's name is Jacob. Well, haven't you figured it out? Why is Vivek out there blasting, not just DeSantis, blasting Nikki Haley, blasting all of them, has not had an unkind word to say for Trump? Have you figured it out yet? Give you a second. He's working for Trump. which is a brilliant move by Team Trump, by the way. I totally love that kind of politics. That's how the game has to be played. He's either outright working for Trump, joined at Trump's behest, or he's campaigning for a job in the future Trump administration. Do you remember, you know who Vivek is this round? And I am glad he's in. He's going to pull people to the right. Do you remember? You remember the 2016 primary? A lot of people forget that Chris Christie was in that primary. And remember, Donald Trump and Rubio were going at it hard in the debate. You remember that? Trump and Rubio were just going at each other all the time. And then Marco Rubio essentially had his presidential run ended, but not by Trump, by Chris Christie. Chris Christie got in the race, never attacked Trump, mysteriously ended up with a high-up job in the Trump administration, but Chris Christie dedicated an entire debate, I remember it like it was yesterday, to savaging Marco Rubio. And he did. He practically ended the guy's career. Not his career. I know he's a senator, but he's never going to run for president again. Christie just brutalized him. Didn't have a single unkind word to say for Trump. If Team Trump recruited this guy, and I suspect he did, to run just to attack the opponents of Trump, man, that's awesome. That's extremely smart politicking, and I applaud whoever made that decision, whether it was Trump himself or someone else on the team. That's brilliant. There's a reason Vivek hasn't attacked Trump yet, but he'll blast DeSantis every other day. He's working for Trump. Now, that's, again, you can complain. If you're a hardcore DeSantis person, you're mad about that right now, and I get that, but brother, politics is a dirty game. Politics is a contact sport. Those kind of dirty things are necessary if you're going to win in a dirty game. There ain't no clean way to play this game. If Trump's going to do that kind of dirty pool, I applaud him. Good. Because then you know what that tells me? Tells me he'll play that kind of dirty pool against Democrats. And that kind of dirty pool is going to have to be played. Now, let's get to some more Ask Dr. Jesse questions about various things like guns and, well, someone wants to know about my midlife crisis car and guns, more guns. There's lots of gun talk today. China. Someone wants to know how China would conduct themselves in a war. Before we get to those, let's get to how you shoot. The thing about shooting is there's no such thing as a natural shooter. He's just natural. He's natural at it. Look at what a natural he is. Nope. There are people who are trained, and then there are people who are untrained. And if you are untrained, you suck. And if you are trained, you're good. And that's all there is to it. Mantis X allows you to train without firing a shot, without driving down to the range, without dropping another $200 on ammunition, because Mantis X attaches to your weapon and you train in the comfort of your home. And they're giving you feedback, telling you why you're pushing your shots, pulling your shots, giving you feedback, putting you through drills, and you will be able to keep track of your scores as they put you through drills. You'll be able to watch yourself get better, and eventually you'll find yourself going down to the range and put some live rounds down, and you'll be stunned at what a better shooter you are. The best shooters in the world use Mantis X. Freaking Green Berets use Mantis X. You can get good with Mantis X, and it's fun. If you're a beginner, no pressure. Practice in your home. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today, all right? MantisX.com.
This is an iHeart podcast.